This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
He's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. But man, you ought to see him go twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh, man,
welcome back.
Nothing like
Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. The biggest question, besides will the Billikens beat Pittsburgh tonight, is if Bob Ramsey and Earl Austin have had a Premanti Brothers sandwich since they've been in Pittsburgh. He joins us now. Bob?
Well, Frank, in the old days, I would have already had a couple. But as we get older, we have to watch those things. And since we got in late, I did not go big late. But once we leave shoot around here at the Palumbo Center, I will be heading straight to Permanti Brothers.
So it's nice. On the radar.
And explain it, Bob, because they put it all on the sandwich.
Yeah, the legend is, and maybe it's fact, I'm not sure of that, is that the miners going to work, and they, to save time and space, they just put all their lunch onto one sandwich. And that's basically what they do. So whether you get some meat and egg and slaw and French fries or whatever, and it all goes onto one sandwich. And, you know, there are a bunch of different variables and items you can put on, and it's all good. It's a fun local delight, and I usually partake.
This would be, again, another opportunity for Earl with his Earl Time update to do food.
Yes.
He missed the boat in Philly and New York. You tell the awesome one we're a little disappointed. I gave him a creative avenue here. Sponsorship possibilities, and he has yet to do it.
All right. I will work on him with that.
Let's talk about the game. Duquesne, 4-1, and I was just reading a couple things online yesterday. They're playing this up there because SLU is 5-0. It's a little different dynamic right now where it does feel like teams might be gunning for the Billikens.
There's no doubt about it, and Duquesne has been under everybody's radar. And that's just the way they like it. They like being the chip on the shoulder guys. But you know what? They kind of earned that people should notice them now. And, you know, we could debate, you know, how tough their schedule has been, whatever. The point is they're only a game different than the Billikens in the league schedule and in their overall schedule. And they're a little bit different from most of the teams we've seen lately in that, you know, so many teams will have one great player averaging 18 or 20 points a game, and you got to stop him and all that. This is a true team. They really spread it out. Five players in double figures. They've got all the pieces. Coach was talking about that just a little while ago. They've got all the separate pieces, a good point guard, true wings, true back to the basket post guy who can score and defend. So they've got a little bit of everything. They like to play athletic. They like to play fast, and it'll be a real challenge.
And, Bob, the good news is that the Billikens are coming off a game where Deion Wiley got his mojo. You see him all the time, and even though he may not be 100%, man, can he shoot it.
Yeah, he can really shoot. Every day he's closer to being 100%. And one of the things that you don't notice, but Coach pointed out to me, that Coach really respects Wiley's savvy and his basketball IQ, his understanding of the way the game is played. But make no mistake, he's here to shoot, and he's here to shoot threes. And we saw the other night that when he can do that, he is the X factor in the offense. There's no question about it. For the last month, really almost all season, teams say, you know, we're not going to let Hassan French beat us, and they play, you know, they pack it in a zone. Well, if Wiley's out there shooting threes, then now as a defensive game plan, you have to pick your poison. And that's why he is so important to the Billikens' consistency on offense moving forward.
Has there been anything Atlantic 10-wise that you've seen that changes the landscape? Maybe St. Joe's not as good as people thought, or are there more threats to SLU being a top-two team this year than maybe you thought going into the year? Who's kind of jumped up and who's fallen down?
As I get nervous before every game, I would say that tonight will be a tell in that. And because I think we know and we knew Dayton would be a contender. We knew VCU would be a contender. We knew Davidson was either the number one contender or the number one team, one way or the other. We knew them. But Duquesne is a bit of a surprise, and that's why that tonight will tell us a whole lot about what we think about them and the league race, I think.
We're talking with the voice of the Billikens, Bob Ramsey, on the Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Bob, whether it's NET or Ken Pomeroy's rankings or the RPI, despite this really glitzy season, the Billikens' numbers are not great. How do you see this NCAA tournament picture shaping up for the Billikens with a whole lot of time to play?
I think we better win the conference tournament. Sorry, that's not a great deep thought. I just think, hey, if you're a mid-major, you better win your conference tournament. If you leave it up to anybody else, then you've done that. You've left your future in the hands of other people. You better win your conference tournament.
So even a strong regular season run, 13-3 in the A-10 or something, you could be sweating it out, in your opinion, if you don't win the conference tournament.
I think not only us, but you know, you look at some really good teams in the valley. You know, what if Loyola doesn't win the conference tournament? Now they've got a little they've got a recent pedigree that would help them in a room where people are actually kind of voting, but. I mean, I think any mid-major, I would be nervous for anybody, including St. Louis, or whether it's, you know, Davidson's really good. And if they don't win the conference tournament, it's going to be tough, I think, for anybody outside the Big Five and maybe the Big East, you know, maybe the American Conference. But if you're not inside the top six or seven conferences, your 100% entire focus has got to be winning the conference tournament. I really believe that.
Bob Davidson, it will be Saturday at 1 at Shavitz Arena. And I'm wondering, when is the last time? Because I was there Friday, and I thought it was really crowded, but I think there was like 9,800. Does Shavitz seat 10-6? And when's the last time we've seen 10-6 in the house?
Oh, gosh. I think it'd have to go back to that last really good season where Jim Cruz was coach of the year. And maybe that was the VCU game. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but that would be – it'd be somewhere in that season, I believe, guys. And I can double-check that, but it'd be pretty close. We had some big, big crowds that year. And the point is, it's the whiteout on Saturday. It's a 1 o'clock game. Students are back. I'm absolutely confident the students will overflow the student section. I would just ask folks if you've got some other obligation, your kid's getting married, you don't really need to be there, do you? They just want to check.
Right.
On a separate subject, since you're a father of a daughter, wouldn't you recommend her saying, here's a check, and don't waste the money on, you know, a frivolous day where you're feeding food to everyone and maybe lay a down payment on a house. Are you in agreement with that?
I got to give you credit for that. I'd never really thought about it, but I've heard you mention that angle/scheme. I think it's a really good one. I think it's a really, really good one. And, yeah, I'm all for it. We might have, you know, moms like the big weddings. There could be a battle there, but tell her to elope on the beach somewhere and pay for that and a down payment on the house. You're still way ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. Martin, what about you?
By the way, I'm with you on that, but I think Monique right now is at her therapist and saying, he keeps bringing it up. It was the greatest day of my life, and he keeps talking about a check.
There were a bunch of foreign doctors at my wedding. That her dad was a doctor that I never knew before the wedding, and I haven't seen since. That was a nice night. It was a beautiful night.
Don't get me wrong; it was very special.
Yeah, you got nice salad tongs from them. Or something.
That's right. Exactly.
So that's good. So anyway, it's a whiteout on. But anyway, my point was, get to the game, and if you can't, please, I beg you, give your tickets away. Let's fill up the seats. Let's don't have any no-shows. And I understand life gets in the way. If you can't be there, give your tickets to a neighbor. Take it to the YMCA. Take it to the Boys and Girls Club. Take 20 minutes to give the tickets away, and let's fill up the house on Saturday.
So you're talking some season ticket holders maybe that try and go to every game, but, oh, we're not going to make that one, instead of just leaving them on the cupboard, which is a dated reference. I think that's who you're talking about, right?
For most of our season ticket holders, that's the appropriate phrase.
Yes. I mean, on the cupboard. But I think that's what you're talking about, where the first 20 rows, as you go around the building, those seats should never be empty.
Ever, ever. Please, you know, like Travis Ford says, one more pass. Make the extra pass. Make the extra effort to give them away.
Plowsy'll go.
It really how's you go?
He bought tickets. He bought tickets last week. If somebody listening out there isn't able to go on Saturday and you have tickets, Plowsy will go.
I'll be there.
My man.
And this Billiken Report brought to us by
Royal Banks of Missouri, where better service means better banking. I tell you, you know, when the Blues needed a new practice facility, who was there to get involved in the financing was Royal Banks of Missouri. Whether it's SLU, Mizzou, the Blues, amateur sports, Little League sports, Royal Banks of Missouri is there. You say, well, what does that matter with my bank account? It doesn't, except that you want a local bank run by local people that each branch feels like it's its own neighborhood bank. And that gives you the satisfaction, the confidence that you're getting the personal service you want and you deserve. 314-212-1500 is the number, or go online, royalbanksofmo.com. And either way, you'll be able to see all the different ways Royal Banks can help you achieve your financial goals. Royal Banks, again, where better service means better banking, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
And then real quickly from a texter, is Demaryius Jacobs healthy? Is Casey Hankton healthy?
Hankton will dress. Jacobs will not. Coach was talking a little bit right before she went, oh, gosh, I don't know about Javon Best. Javon Best
would
have his body severed in a train accident, and he would still be out there defending. I mean, he's playing, and so don't worry about it.
Okay.
He's got an ouchy ankle. Okay. But like I said, you'd have to cut the leg off at the knee just to maybe he wouldn't start. He's still playing. No, don't worry about it. So they'll have 8 healthy bodies tonight.
Good to hear. All right, Bob. Thank you, sir.
All right, see you guys later. Bye-bye.
All right. I know that it's only January, and the odds of this happening are low, but it's fun to imagine. Lenardi, guest of the show last week, 2 days ago, updated his bracketology.
Ooh.
Salt Lake City, this is the South Regional. This is the matchups that he sees happening. So 4-seeded Marquette would take on 13-seeded Loyola Chicago.
Ooh.
5-seeded Auburn.
Go Porter.
5-seeded Auburn will take on 12-seeded SLU, potentially with an upset setting up a SLU-Marquette second-round matchup.
Oh, we can get Martin really, really not popular in St. Louis. Who are you rooting for in that game, Martin, huh?
Oh, it'd be Marquette.
Marquette.
No offense. Love Travis. Love the Billikens.
Wow.
It'd be fun for
local
a
sportscaster rooting against hometown team.
Wouldn't you rather see SLU and Loyola play,
you know,
though, right?
Exactly. But that's a Fox 2 kind of thing, because Pete Peterson went to the Nebraska-Mizzou game, was rooting for Nebraska against Mizzou. I mean, I wish you guys
He was not a Nebraska grad. Let's make this clear, okay? But that would be possible because SLU would be in the dreaded 5-12 game.
Yes.
In that bracketology. That means they moved up because they were 13.
They were 13 last week.
Moving on up. And Travis, by the way, gave a really long answer yesterday saying the NET, the net, and he said, I understand it, but I don't.
No one knows.
He said,
I don't think anyone understands it.
He said, I've seen teams win a game and then they drop 60 in the NIT, in the NET rankings. And basically nobody can figure it out. RPI, I think we had a loose handle on, but NET, no chance.
Yeah, no one understands it.
Couple things. First of all, Uncle Leonard with a pretty good text here. Frank, my lovely wife and I saw you at a recent sporting event walking through the concourse. This is kind of a backhanded compliment. My wife said that you were more attractive in person than on TV. So what does that mean?
What's that mean?
Yeah, you know. So you're like, oh, that's great. So I look terrible on TV?
Exactly. Yeah,
you can't win that argument.
Not at all. But then this is the best part of it. He says, being a daily listener to the show, I think you can guess what my next comment to her was. You know he's gay, right? Very good. Did I tell you this the other day? I don't know if I did, but Monique has this group. Did I tell you this? So Monique has this group from Villa, and they once a month they come over to our house and they have a girls' night where they watch a movie. And so they rented
Taken.
I wish they would have. A Star Is Born.
Oh.
So I actually went to the Billiken game, and I came in at about 10 o'clock, and I go down to the movie area, and they're all watching this. And I walk in, and it just happened to be at the one time in the movie where there's just raw sex with Bradley Cooper and
Lady Gaga.
Yeah. And I said, boy, you guys are just
How many times has disgusting. Iggy watched that scene?
Yeah, just...
This is what happens. I leave for the night to support the local basketball team, and you turn on this smut.
Yeah, and then so I walked out, and I came back in. I said, you know Bradley Cooper's gay.
Right.
So. He was truly acting in that scene.
Yeah.
I like how Frank's line has now come back to haunt him when women are seeing him in public, okay?
How about this? Frank, would you rather the Billikens make the tournament or host Mizzou at Shavitz in the NIT? Oh, I'd make the tournament.
Got to make the tourney.
Oh, for sure. It doesn't matter. You don't care if they're in Boise, Salt Lake. You want to be in the tournament.
I mean, let's face it. If the Billikens are in the NIT this year with what we feel right now, it would be really
huge disappointment. Yeah. No, don't even mention that. I think Rammer sounded the alarms early, though. Yeah. Don't get confident that being a good A-10 team is enough. And I think he's right. This year it's wide open.
It's
a lot of conferences
only
are down.
It's a two-team bid, right? What do you think?
Yeah.
What was your research like?
It was two the last couple of years.
No,
four?
It was three.
Three, yeah.
It's been three for about 5-6 years, but this year the A-10 feels a little bit down. So I think Bob's right. You got to take care of business. But if you could win the regular season title and then you just don't lay an egg at the conference tournament, maybe get to the semis or the final, you'd probably be okay. They did play a decent non-conference schedule. But I'd say you probably want to win that thing.
Yeah, you'd be sweating it, man.
And Bob's, you know, it's Billiken Bob, but it's the first time I've heard somebody kind of sound the alarm and say that's your only guarantee.
All right, before we get out of here, a quick word about the Bomarito Automotive family. If you're looking for a car, we recommend a trip to Bomarito's website, actually. Bomarito.com. You can go through their inventory. You can look at their new cars. You can look at their pre-owned cars and see if they don't have the right car for you. They have 20 new car locations. They have 9 pre-owned car locations. They have the right car for you, the Bomarito Automotive family. What do we have coming up in the coveted hour?
We'll talk to Andy Strickland at 12 o'clock Wednesday. Visit with Strick, talk some blues. And also, he was the former president at Greenville University. He was also, we did this story on the TV side.
Oh, yeah.
He became the head of the International Baseball Organization, went to Cuba, met with Fidel Castro, helped get the game of baseball back in the Olympics. His story when we come back. It's Coveted Hour. Midday Grind on 590 The Fan.